This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Moments ago, former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was sentenced to up to 9 years in custody for helping breach the security of her office's election equipment. Before handing down the sentence, Judge Matthew Barrett had blistering words for the former election official.
You are no hero, you abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. In your world, it's all about you.
Peters has maintained she had a right to do what she did in pursuit of evidence of election fraud, evidence that has never been found. Her lawyers indicated she plans to appeal her sentence. Colorado has among the highest percentage of families in the nation who understand they have a choice in where they can send their children to school. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A survey by a national education nonprofit shows 75% of Colorado families understand they can choose any public school regardless of where they live. That's been state law for 30 years. That's 10 points higher than the national average. Fewer low-income families, however, felt they had a choice. And despite the state's big investment in career and technical programs, only 29% of parents were extremely confident that their child will be well-equipped to succeed in the workforce. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Frontier Airlines will introduce flights between Eagle County Regional Airport and Denver International Airport this winter. The airline says it'll begin service between the airports on December 19th. There'll be two flights a week. Frontier says we'll also introduce flights from Eagle County to Dallas-Fort Worth and San Francisco. The goal is to help people reach Colorado ski areas more directly. This afternoon in Eagle, highs will top out right around 80 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 81. In Denver, sunny skies and 73. Tomorrow, sunny and 83. This is CPR News and KRCC.